This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And Robin Williams, thanks so much for everything.
Hello!
Mrs. Doubtfire, just one of the characters created in that furnace of joy and creativity and comedy by Robin Williams. Today we remember a man who forever changed the world of comedy, the big screen, and the hearts of millions of Americans.
My name is Lauren Baldwin. I am from Charleston, South Carolina. My parents got divorced when I was really young, and I remember watching Robin Williams' films, especially Mrs. Doubtfire, and thinking of my dad coming to visit me dressed as a woman and how cool that would be.
This is Eleni Daniels from Queens, New York. The shocking news of Robin Williams' death is really hard to take. It's a deeply painful reminder of how fragile life is and the tremendous joy and laughter that Robin brought to our homes.
This is Diane Buckner from Longview, Washington. Robin, you left too soon. We miss you.
We don't read and write poetry because it's cute.
I came home last evening and my teenage kids were watching the movie Dead Poets Society. Dad, did you hear about Robin Williams? One of them asked, heartbroken, touched by the news of his passing like so many. Why, Dad? She asked. He was so amazing.
We read and write poetry because we are members of the human race, and the human race is filled with passion. Medicine, law, business, engineering, these are noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life. But poetry, beauty, romance, love, these are what we stay alive for.
A scene from Dead Poets Society. The clown, himself a manic poet of comic energy, dead from an apparent suicide at his home in Marin County. After decades of struggling with demons, depression, the weight of something he carried, even as he made all of us laugh.
I would like to do Shakespeare's only unknown work, so that's the way you lick it.
Wow! Does it feel good to be out of there? I'm telling you, nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, where are you from? What's your name?
Aladdin.
Aladdin! Hello, Aladdin. Nice to have you on the show. Can we call you Al, or maybe just Din? Or how about Lottie? Sounds like, here, boy. Come on, Lottie.
Could you tell me your name?
My name? I thought I gave it to you, dear.
No.
Oh. Doubtfire.
I beg your pardon?
Doubtfire, dear? Mrs. Doubtfire.
What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee-ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvern Army, the Arvern Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Mindy, why are you mad at your coat?
Because my watch stopped.
Ah, and you suspect your coat.
No. My watch stopped and I got a ticket.
Oh, no, when our watch stops, we only get a warning and they take away Mickey's hands.
That's from the 70s TV show Mork and Mindy, where Williams entertained tens of millions of people with invented words and outrageous antics. From that show to his renegade voice of joy and irreverence in Good Morning Vietnam. From the voice of the genie in Aladdin, the unforgettable Mrs. Doubtfire. He made the world laugh. He was also a deeply serious artist in films and performances just as moving as any of his comedy.
Why did you sneak around at night and finish other people's formulas that only one or two people in the world could do and then lie about? Because I don't see a lot of honor in that, Will.
We'll take the house.
Garb.
Honey, the chances of another plane hitting this house are astronomical. See, it's been pre-disastered.
Opening your door to those in need, those in pain, caring for them, listening to them, applying a cold cloth until a fever breaks. If this is practicing medicine, if this is treating a patient, then I am guilty as charged, sir.
What we do know is as the chemical window closed, another awakening took place.
Serious Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting, for which he won an Oscar, in The World According to Garp, playing the sentimental real-life Patch Adams. And lastly there, his role as a doctor based on the real-life story of Dr. Oliver Sacks in the film Awakenings.
That the human spirit is more powerful than any drug. And that is what needs to be nourished.
Robin Williams, always raw and vulnerable, and also, we learn, hiding behind that curtain of candor. Who was Robin Williams really? His friends may know. He tried to tell us in his candid conversations about the demons he fought all his life.
And look what we do for a living in terms of stand-up. You get to do stuff that if you did it, you know, just on the street, people go, Batman. He talked about his penis to me openly. And you're going, but you're doing it in a club. All of a sudden, there's license to thrill, that old thing. You can do this stuff. But, like you said, the line, stepping over and back over the line of like, what are you going to find out? You're going to find out that, you know, you're this weird, insecure guy who does this and looks and looking like Lenny Bruce said, for love. Going, do you love me?
Yeah.
Temporarily?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah.
And then, and can you put that at risk going, I don't care if you love me, I got to say this shit. And that's where I guess sometimes you can go, is that an artist or is that a sociopath?
An interview there on Marc Maron's podcast, WTF. Williams spoke often of his addictions, his addiction to Peruvian marching powder, cocaine, as he called it. Something he says he was drawn to. Anything that makes you paranoid and impotent, give me more of that, he once told an audience. He took wild risks as a performer. His impressions of Jacques Cousteau. There was this 15-second monologue condensing the entire story of the epic Roots. Riffs that he seemed to channel from somewhere.
I saw World Cup, baby. No. A few soccer fans, the rest of you are going,
oh, that's like football without pads, right?
For the rest of the world, it's football. For us, it's like
a strange sport played by damaged people.
But we made it in the World Cup. Everybody plays it. Not like the World Series, because the French don't have a baseball team. If they did, they would only have left field, and no one would be safe. You know what I'm saying? What can you do, huh?
His was a comedy that hurt no one but himself. An energy that always seemed too much to contain, orbiting the sun, but always with humanity. Crusading, it seemed, for all of us.
Do you know who I am?
Some kind of vigilante?
Well, that happens along the way, of course, but here's a clue. I'm a knight on a special quest, and I need help.
That's a scene from the movie The Fisher King, and in talking to people in the movie trade last night, shooters, set designers, some assistant directors, all with a Williams story, all shocked by his death. I heard this story about the movie The Fisher King. It starred Williams and Jeff Bridges. Williams plays that knight you just heard, a homeless man, a messiah character, looking for his one true love, played by Amanda Plummer in a crowd.
Never gonna find her in this crowd.
She's like clockwork, Jack. She comes through here at the same time every day. She's late.
The story goes that in Fisher King, director Terry Gilliam was shooting this massively complex scene in Grand Central Station, filled with extras, and for hours, take after retake, huge, ambitious crowd scenes that he wanted just right. The extras were fading, getting weary, getting annoyed. Everyone could see that their energy was sapped, the scene was failing, the director was losing his massive crowd. Until, suddenly Williams broke into his comedian mode and went around to each group of extras, boosting them, making them laugh, restoring their energy, saving the scene, saving the movie with his own force of nature.
Welcome to Iron Chef. First of all, tonight we are going to cook octopus balls. As you know, there are 8 legs, so you get 4 sets of balls.
I have no idea if that story is true, but I don't care. I think Robin Williams was always doing that with all of us, rooting us on, boosting our energy, always inventing some way to make us laugh.
What do you mean you do voices?
We've come to this planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
We're happy to be in America. Don't ask for a green card.
I want you in the worst way.
Well, this is certainly a rough meeting, and it's not going very well for me, I'll tell you that.
Look at me right now, Moneypenny. I want to undo that bow and get to know you.
The comedy just never worked on him. I guess. I lost my husband and best friend, Williams' wife Susan Schneider said yesterday, while the world lost one of its most beloved artists and beautiful human beings.
Robin Williams was like the sun. He had so much energy. He shone on so many people with his comedy, with his drama. He was just an amazing human being, and you can see that in everything that he did.
I can't tell you how much this man meant to me. He helped me battle my own issues with mental health problems, addiction in my family, and he made life a whole lot more bearable. Losing him is like losing one of my best friends. Robin, I love you. I hope that you, wherever you are, you're happy now, and that your laughter can come from a place without so much pain. Thank you for your gifts to all of us. Rest in peace.
Goodbye, Robin Williams. May you find peace, finally.
And I am what I am, what I am, and I am what I am, and that's all that I am, because I am what I am. You got it. I think so, yeah.